Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. DTE Energy is planning to close three of its coal-fired power plants. That's 1,300 megawatts of electricity gone. But what will take its place? DTE wants to build a $1 billion natural gas plant. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reported on that plan in yesterday's edition of the Environment Report. And to dig deeper into this complicated topic, she joins me now. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Let's start off with why DTE thinks a natural gas plant is the best move for the future.
Well, you can run a natural gas plant 24/7. So if you look at wind, if you look at solar, these are intermittent sources of electricity that can't always be relied on to produce how much energy you need. It also is far fewer emissions than the coal-fired power plants than they are shutting down. Natural gas, when you burn it, is about 60% fewer emissions than coal.
So, Tracy, where does DTE want to put this new natural gas plant?
Well, they're shutting down three coal-fired power plants, and they want to put it on the site of one of the plants that they're shutting down. That's the plant that's in St. Clair County.
Environmental groups have pushed to eliminate the use of coal for years. What are you hearing from them now that DTE wants to invest more in natural gas?
Well, they're happy that the coal-fired power plants are being shut down. There's no question. But they say that there's a better way to move from that and bypass natural gas. They don't like this idea at all. They say DTE is just locking us into burning another fossil fuel, and they think that there is better ways. We could use renewables. We could use large-scale battery storage and especially demand reduction. You know, when you don't use electricity, that's about as free as it comes.
So they think that those other sources, solar or wind, can be as reliable as natural gas.
Yes, if you pair it with energy demand reduction, yes.
Michigan isn't the only state dealing with this issue. What's happening in other states?
Well, natural gas plants are still being given permits in quite a few states, but Arizona, for example, just placed a moratorium on new permits for natural gas plants. And California is not just denying the permits. They're actually telling their utilities to shut down the existing natural gas plants. And the reason is simple. The concerns about climate change are just getting greater year by year.
As we mentioned, DTE wants to build a $1 billion natural gas plant. What is the process for getting that project approved?
DTE has to show that it is the most reasonable and prudent solution here. So they have to run an analysis of the alternatives, and then they file a brief with the Michigan Public Service Commission. And then if an environmental group thinks that's wrong, they file their own brief. So we have a whole slew of great briefs from environmental groups, and they say, this analysis that DTE did was deficient. They didn't maximize the use of renewables. For example, when they considered solar, they looked at the old fixed panels, and they produce electricity about 30% of the time. The new panels produce electricity about 70% of the time because they track the sun, they move. And so they say DTE really kind of made it look as if renewables were not as good an option as they are.
Have some of the Michigan Public Service Commission staff members already looked at those briefs that have been filed, and what are the reactions, if they have?
Yeah, staff has to issue a recommendation to the commission, and they have done that, and they were highly critical of DTE's analysis. In some respects, they agreed with the environmental groups, but timing was really the issue here. DTE submitted its application for a new plant 4 months before staff was given new guidance on how to analyze these briefs. And essentially, staff said, we kind of feel like we have to recommend it, but if we had been using the new guidance, we probably wouldn't have recommended it.
When will the Michigan Public Service Commission make a decision, and is there a chance of this dragging out with appeals?
As far as I know, there's not going to be an appeal process because the Michigan Public Service Commission makes the decision based on what they think the law is, and they kind of have the final say, and we're expecting a decision by April 27th.
That's Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton. Tracy, thanks a lot.
Happy to be here.
Tracy explains more about the issues surrounding the expansion of natural gas production in the latest edition of the Environment Report. You can find that story at michiganradio.org.